pretty. It looked like when you guys went down on that second drive after scoring on the first play, if you're going to get a touchdown, okay, you settle for a field goal, and then he misses it. You can just kind of see the game get away. You start getting away at that point.
I mean, I don't know if I see it the same way as that. I think, you know, we really wanted a touchdown there. We didn't execute the way we needed to in the plays prior. You know, not every field goal kicked is a given, you know. So we don't put that on him. I think as collectively as a team, we didn't play the way we did last week. We didn't play an all-around football game like we needed to. We let the score get away from us. And when you put yourselves in, you know, basically, you know, you're a one-mode offense, it makes it hard. I mean, the defense can dictate things. And I think, you know, look, they did a great job. You know, both corners did a great job outside, trying to lock guys up. Inside, the entire, you know, front four, even the guys rotating in, did a tremendous job getting pushed in the pocket, et cetera. So, you know, we got to take our hats off to them because they, you know, executed a good game.
Brady, why after such a slow, why'd you get off to a fast start? What bogged it down offensively?
You know, I think for us it was, you know, some penalties here and there and some minus runs. You know, we started putting ourselves in third and long situations, which, you know, again, your percentage of converting those are going to be tough. And again, you know, they did a good job of, you know, getting us in third and 9 to 10+ and forcing us to throw underneath and trying to run for the first down instead of, you know, being able to throw in spots, you know, where we could get a first down if it was third and shorter.
From your perspective, how much did things change with once Dwayne Bowe left the lineup?
Look, Dwayne Bowe is one heck of a player. He's a tremendous teammate. He's, you know, a warrior out there and will fight for you, doing whatever he can. So, you know, look, we've got to move forward. I think anytime like an injury like that happens, but at the same time, he's a, you know, he's a guy you obviously always want to have on your team.
Brady, now that it's over, how close to normal did Monday through Sunday feel?
Well, you know, I think we had a memorial service for Jovan on Wednesday, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot of mixed emotions with that. I think maybe it brought peace to some people, and maybe for others it made it linger on more, being a part of that. So, you know, look, that's something that's going to be with some guys for hopefully the rest of their life. Hopefully they can understand, you know, some lessons from that situation, and not allow it to happen in their life or to any of their friends or loved ones. So it's something that I think will carry with us for the rest of the season, but you know, it's not a distraction for us. You know, we're doing our best to move forward, and you know, football and the fact that these guys, you know, love to play the game is a, you know, great outlet or a great way to get our minds off of it.
Brady, you kind of touched on this, but do you feel like you have enough to get the job done here if Dwayne's out of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of your circumstances, you know, as a competitor, I always feel like we have enough. You know, we just got to do a better job of competing up front. Again, we can't, you know, continue to have penalties, keep pushing ourselves back. We got to stay consistent. I mean, this team right now needs to continue to play consistent, error-free football in order to give ourselves a shot.
Once you got out on the field today, was there anything special about playing again in Cleveland?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it brought back a ton of memories. I mean, I think, you know, my last, you know, time playing here was, you know, a Thursday night win against Pittsburgh. You know, so it brought back a ton of memories. You know, there's a ton of great people here, you know, as far as around the city, the fans, some of the players that, you know, were there when I was there, and even some of the people who left over in the organization that were there. I mean, it was a dream to be drafted by a team you grew up rooting for. You know, it's a business. And, you know, when I was traded, it kind of, you know, blindsided me. But, you know, that's how things happen in life.
Are you happy not to be Peyton Hillis today?
Look, all I can say is, you know, it was a great experience for me to come back and seeing some people. The game didn't go how we wanted, and we have a lot of things we got to do to get better.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. God bless.